But his description of Torah, or specifically, how God reveals his teaching, his commandments to the Jewish people. And therefore, like Rosenzweig, who focused primarily on revelation, the issue of revelation, the issue of Torah in our three-pronged category, namely God, Torah, and Israel, is primary for Heschel. Let us see how he solves the problem or explains the issue of revelation. For him, you recall, revelation means the traditional passing on, passing down of the 613 commandments. Heschel, in a work called The Prophets, a work about the prophetic writings, tries to describe what happens when the prophets are addressed by God and how they respond to him. In other words, let us try to describe, says Heschel, the phenomenon of prophecy. Let us try to understand how God is communicating with the prophets, and if somehow we can replicate that form of communication, if we can understand how the phenomenon actually works, then we can somehow recreate it in terms of our own modern lives. And then we will understand how God can speak to us as well. For Heschel, the discovery of the essential notion of divine revelation, he calls the divine pathos. That God is intimately affected, involved, and stirred by the conduct and fate of human beings. The divine pathos gives God a crucial stake in the human situation, since whatever human beings do, they are not only this pathos not only affects their lives, but also directly affects the life of God. Heschel calls this in another book, God in Search of Man. In other words, not only is he inspired here by the Bible and by the prophets, but there is also a different dimension to recall, namely that the idea of God in search of man is ultimately a Kabbalistic idea, a mystical idea, a Hasidic idea. Let me explain. In Kabbalah, in Kabbalistic thought, in the thought that emerges in the Middle Ages, among the Jewish mystics, there is a particular concern for why the mystic does the commandments. It is not simply making himself feel better. It is not simply self-fulfillment that we are describing here. God has asked him to perform all of the commandments of Judaism, the 613 commandments. But indeed, he does it not only for himself, but he does it for God, because God is somehow in need of man's activity. We might call this a theurgy or a synergy between God and man. In other words, I do the commandment, and somehow I empower God as well. God is missing something. God is deficient. It is, as a remarkably arrogant idea, the notion that God somehow is less than perfect. God is supposedly, in most monotheistic systems, transcendent, doesn't need our help in that direct way. God is perfect. He's not imperfect. This implies a certain imperfection. But notice how this fulfills the notion of covenant. By man doing what God asks, man strengthens himself and he also strengthens God. And God, therefore, provides his own beneficence. He provides his own spirituality back to man. So again, it is a synergy. It is going back and forth. It is a covenantal relationship. I give something to God, God gives me something in return. In other words, this is a primary idea of mystical text, of Kabbalistic texts. God in search of man. God requiring man to do the commandments in order to somehow fulfill God's needs, to somehow penetrate the godly space, the Godhead, so to speak, to somehow affect God's emotions so that God feels totally satiated and full, and in turn can respond back to man. Response and a counter-response and again another response. That divine pathos Heschel identifies as being at the very essence of the relationship between God and man also in our own present circumstances. By describing divine revelation in this way, Heschel hopes to revitalize the traditional idea and to capture the hearts of contemporary Jewry. In other words, you should feel that when you do commandments, you, the secular Jew out there, when you take on the mitzvot, the religious commandments of Judaism, you too will enter into a world of meaning that also implies that you're doing something for God, that God is intimately affected and responsive to you. There is a living, dynamic relationship. It's not dead. It's not letter of the law. It's something that is dynamic and spiritual and moving and affects all of the participants who are involved.